Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I am old enough to remember the days when parents sent kids to bed and we stayed there. There was no alternative. I think it was the death penalty if we came out of our rooms. Just last weekend, I tucked 6 grandchildren into their basement beds, and I'm still smiling. I could not believe how creative they can get with bedtime excuses. Maya wandered out of her room bleary-eyed. "The lights are too lighty," she said. Oh, are they too lighty, my little princess? How about complete darkness? Andre said, "Sophia makes me come up and ask for food." Macy, "Mom, is Ezra sleeping? I need his bottle." "I don't like this stuffy. I need the unicorn. My tummy hurts because I'm thirsty." Excuses. Have you used a few? Here are some alibis adults have employed, not to get out of bed, but to get out of work. "I poked myself in the eye with a hairbrush, so I won't be in today." Oh, I hate when that happens. How do you poke yourself in the eye with a hairbrush if you're older than 4? Reminds me of the old joke, there was a huge explosion at the hairbrush factory. Investigators are still combing through the wreckage. Here's another actual excuse. "I'll be late for work today. The cat unplugged my alarm clock." Seriously? You've got to be kidding me. Sounds like a perfect excuse. Not to be outdone, an Atlanta realtor told his boss, "It's my dog's birthday and I have to get the party ready." Wow, I guess that's what they call pup-ternity leave. Excuses. Have you used some? I sure have. Benjamin Franklin said, "He that is good for making excuses is seldom good for anything else." We excuse ourselves to avoid responsibility or consequences. The first excuses in history were uttered in the Garden of Eden. Adam said, "Lord, it was the woman you gave me." Eve said, "Lord, it was the snake who deceived me." Of course, most excuses are downright lies. Dogs rarely eat our homework. Cats rarely unplug alarm clocks. And no matter how carefully we craft an excuse, we'll eventually be caught in it. The only way to live is to take responsibility. Come clean, tell the truth. We've all used excuses, but let me ask you this. Have you been an excuse? A dad was speeding down the highway with his 2-year-old strapped into his car seat. Suddenly, the child said, "Any idiots out today, Dad?" Wow! That's one of those moments when wise dads ask, "Am I becoming an excuse for my son's behavior?" Will he say, "Well, Dad said it. Dad did it." As Christians, we too are in danger of giving others an excuse. Recently, someone said to me, "Why are Christians so angry?" And my heart sank. "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples," said Jesus, "if you are angry and critical." No, if you love one another. How would people describe you? I'm asking myself that question. Do they know me as a person of love, integrity, grace, and truth? Or am I outspoken, irritable, and judgmental? May we live in such a way that those who know us but don't know God will come to know God because they know us. 1 Peter 2:12 says, "Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then, even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and give honor to God when he judges the world." Remember Maya, the one who said the light is too lighty? She later crawled from her bed and said, "The dark is really dark." Well, times are dark, so let's remember Jesus' words, "Let your light so shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Now, go make somebody's day.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.